USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Iranian forces have seized a ship in the Persian Gulf, suspected of carrying smuggled fuel once again, marking the Revolutionary Guard's third seizure of a vessel in recent weeks and the latest show of strength by the parliamentary force amid a spike in regional tension. State television reported that seven crew members were detained when the ship was seized carrying 185,000 gallons of smuggled fuel from Iran. The local reports did not provide further details on the vessel or the nationality of the crew. The U.S. Fifth Fleet, based in Bahrain, said it did not have information to confirm those reports. Indonesia's sprawling capital and other parts of Java Island were hit by a widespread power outage that affected tens of millions of people. The eight-hour blackout began around noon Indonesian time and caused disruptions in cell phone service and cash machines. The new mass subway system in Jakarta, the capital, had to be shut down. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client of Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.